In many ways, a lieutenant governor's job is whatever the governor says it is. Often, that means finding a niche. Democratic incumbent Barbara Lawton is often focused on women's issues, ranging from mental health to employment. She's also chaired the Wisconsin Arts Board, which Lawton says gives her a chance to develop what she calls a creative economy.
Young people today are attracted to a community or a city with a lively cultural heartbeat. And the businesses, the kind of businesses that want to hire them, literally follow them. Site decisions are made where the workforce is to be found.
Lawton sometimes serves as another voice for Governor Jim Doyle. When he unveils a new policy or campaign pledge in one city, she often echoes his message in another. GOP candidate Jean Hundertmark says she'd bring a much-needed private industry perspective to the office. Hundertmark and her husband run a restaurant. She's also served in the legislature for 8 years. The Clintonville Republican says her job has been frustrating since Doyle took office, since he's vetoed several of her bills. Perhaps her highest profile proposal would have let doctors and nurses opt out of procedures like removing a patient's feeding tube. She says she'd like to help a Governor Mark Green administration sign it into law.
There are certain circumstances where we're not sure if we want to terminate that life. We should be protected, and right now we aren't. I hope that we are able to accomplish that next time around and add that to our labor laws.
Green Party candidate Leon Todd has served on the Milwaukee School Board and has a master's degree in education. He says state mandates are making it hard for local districts to teach their students. He also favors more funding for after-school programs and student breakfasts. Todd says he and gubernatorial candidate Nelson Eisman would address issues the major parties have neglected, like universal health care and tougher penalties for polluters. Todd says voters should think outside the Democrat and Republican box this election.
Global warming is here. Think inside the green box. Education is necessary, affordable education, at the higher university level education. Think inside the green box.
Lieutenant governors normally don't have much clout, but any one of these candidates would get bumped up to governor if their running mate were to leave office. That's happened 7 times in Wisconsin, most recently in 2001 when Scott McCallum took over for Tommy Thompson. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.